Now, at the beginning of Lent, we look at the baptism of Jesus and his temptation in the wilderness and the start of his ministry. Mark's gospel, which is the gospel we're looking at this year, compacts all this in a fairly few verses. But the question I think of interest to everyone is really, why did Jesus need to be baptized? Now, we know that John the Baptist came and he said, "I baptize you with water for repentance." He was telling the people that they needed to repent of their sins and to receive the sign of baptism as a way of kind of acknowledging the fact that they needed God's forgiveness, they needed washing from their sins. And of course, we know that Jesus is like us in every way, but he's without sin. So why did Jesus need to be baptized? If you read the account in Matthew's gospel, we find there that John the Baptist himself wasn't sure why Jesus needed baptizing. Because he said to Jesus, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Now, I don't think John the Baptist understood what Jesus was saying there. But hopefully we can get a handle on this. Why did Jesus need to be baptized if baptism was just about repentance? And of course the answer is that baptism is so much more than just repentance. Repentance, the washing of our sins, is really just the starting point. And we see immediately in Jesus' own ministry, the second stage, if you like, the next bit. And that is the baptism with the Holy Spirit. And for Jesus, it was that they could see in bodily form as a dove, the Holy Spirit coming down upon Jesus. And we also hear the voice of the Father. So we find all three persons of the Trinity coming together at this point. It's obviously really significant that we actually find Father, Son, and Holy Spirit all involved. And we hear these words from the Father, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And of course we know then that Jesus was sent out into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit to be tempted, as we are, but he did not sin. And we also know there that that was the start of Jesus' ministry. Nothing much happened, certainly no miracles before that point. Everything starts with this point in time when Jesus was baptized. So it's beginning to show us that there is so much more to baptism. And of course, we go back to John the Baptist. John the Baptist said, "I baptize you with water for repentance, but one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire." So John the Baptist knew that, again, his ministry was just the starting point. And that what his ministry of baptizing people in water not only signified that they were being cleansed from their sins by the forgiveness of God, but also that they could receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which in the fullness of time only Jesus himself would do. So we see here a beginning through the very fact that Jesus was baptized. That it actually tells us a lot more, not just about the whole sacrament of baptism, but actually about our ministry as Christians. Now there's something else there that's going on with baptism, that Jesus' baptism actually starts. And that is this kind of idea of being identified with Jesus. Now in the book of Romans it tells us that we are identified with Jesus through our baptism. And it's particularly the picture of baptism by immersion, when we see someone going down under the water and coming back up again. And Paul tells us there that this is a picture for us of Jesus' death, his burial, and his resurrection. I think I've mentioned I probably baptize more people by immersion than I have actually babies by sprinkling. And sometimes when you bring someone out of the water, to see the expression on their faces is amazing, because something is happening in that process. It's not the actual process of the applying the water, but it's the faith that we put in what Jesus told us. What's there in the scriptures that says that this is an important part of any person's life, a fundamental point in which where repentance is accepted by God, where the baptism of the Holy Spirit is signified, and where this identification with Jesus is also there as well. But the important thing, of course, in the Christian life is it's everything is by faith. We need to actually put our faith in what these things mean for this to actually apply to us. It's not the matter of going through the process of baptism that's important. It's the faith that we put in what Jesus told us this means, what it means for us. So we go through water baptism, but we then need to put our faith in what that means for us. That it means that our sins can be forgiven by God through our faith in Jesus Christ. It means that we can receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And it means too that we are made one with Christ. Now the Bible goes on and on. Most of the time when the New Testament wants to speak about Christians, it talks about us being in Christ. I put one of the quotations, and there are so many across the New Testament. It says there in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. And again, as you think about the business of being baptized in water, of going down into the water, being baptized in Christ. When you come up out of the water, you're wet. You're covered over with Jesus symbolically. So that identification with him is there in the very act of water baptism. So we can see here even more why Jesus himself was baptized. It was vital that Jesus went through this as someone so that we could follow him. You know, he said over many times, follow me. And we follow him through the water of baptism. But then, of course, we go on into the Christian life. And we come to the other sacrament, the sacrament that we're going to be sharing together today, the sacrament of communion. And as baptism was about being in Christ, communion is about Christ being in us. We're going one step further from, if you like, applying Christ on the outside of us to applying him on the inside of us. Jesus said, this is my body, this is my blood. He's obviously thinking there of what was going to be ahead of him when the blood and the body were separated on the cross. In communion, we take the bread and the wine symbolically as Jesus' body and his blood, and we apply them on the inside of us. We put him back together, if you like. Jesus is made one inside us. And that's what, as we come up to the communion rail, that is what we're doing. We're actually asking for Jesus to come and live inside us. That as we take the bread and the wine, as we put them inside our bodies, we're saying to Jesus, come and live in me. I want to know your presence as part of my life. I want you to know your guidance. I want to know your empowering. And I want, through the power of the Holy Spirit, to experience your presence living in me. So as we gather around the communion rail, as we receive the bread and the wine this morning, let's look back to our baptism. Let's thank our parents if we were baptized as a baby, or thank ourselves, if you like, if we were baptized as an adult or as a teenager. Let's say thank you to God for our baptism and all that that means. That it means that we can receive the forgiveness of our sins, that we can know the power of the Holy Spirit working in us, and that we can be made one with Christ. And as we receive the bread and the wine, let's thank him too, that he's willing to come and live inside us, to empower us and to enable us to live the kind of life that he did. Because of course, when Jesus was here on earth, He not only showed us what God was like, he showed us what's possible in the human life. A life that was not tainted by sin, but a life that in other respects was just the same as ours. Jesus went through the pain, the troubles, the strife that we do. He shows us what it's like truly to be human, as well as what it's like to be God. And we can actually have this person living inside us, and that is what we signify as we receive the bread and the wine. Amen.